Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are doing an ASM article on the show that probably needs no introduction, which is Friends. For those of you unfamiliar with the series, I basically pick a person, place, event, topic, and we learn about it together. And it's to, you know, explore topics together. And also to bore you to the point of sleep. So, who knows? I don't know what there is to learn about Friends. If you like the show, then you probably love the show. And so you've probably seen most episodes and all that. But anyway, I thought it'd be fun to read the wiki page for Friends. So, let's just jump into it. Friends is an American television sitcom created by David Crane and Marta Kauffman, which aired on NBC from September 22, 1994 to May 6, 2004, lasting 10 seasons. With an ensemble cast starring Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry and David Schwimmer, the show revolves around six friends in their 20s and 30s who live in Manhattan, New York City. The series was produced by Bright/Kauffman/Crane Productions in association with Warner Bros. Television. The original executive producers were Kevin S. Bright, Kauffman, and Crane. Kauffman and Crane began developing Friends under the title Insomnia Cafe between November and December 1993. They presented the idea to Bright, and together they pitched a seven-page treatment of the show to NBC. After several script rewrites and changes, including a title to Six of One and Friends Like Us, the series was finally named Friends. Filming of the show took place at Warner Bros. Studios in Burbank, California. All 10 seasons of Friends ranked within the top 10 of the final television season ratings. It ultimately reached the number one spot in its 8th season. The series finale aired on May 6, 2004, and was watched by around 52.5 million American viewers, making it the 5th most watched series finale in television history, and the most watched television episode of the 2000s decade. Friends received acclaim through its run, becoming one of the most popular television shows of all time. The series was nominated for 62 Primetime Emmy Awards, winning the Outstanding Comedy Series Award in 2002 for its 8th season. The show ranked number 21 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time and number 7 on Empire Magazine's The 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time. In 1997, the episode The One with the Prom Video was ranked number 100 on TV Guide's 100 Greatest Episodes of All Time. Premise: Rachel Green flees her wedding day and finds childhood friend Monica Geller, a New York City chef. They become roommates, and Rachel joins Monica's group of single people in their mid-20s. Struggling actor Joey Tribbiani, business professional Chandler Bing, masseuse and musician Phoebe Buffay, and newly divorced paleontologist Ross Geller. Ross Geller, who is Monica's older brother. Rachel becomes a waitress at Manhattan Coffee House Central Perk. When not there, the group is usually at Monica and Rachel's nearby West Village apartment, or Joey and Chandler's across the hall. Episodes depict the friends' comedic and romantic adventures and career issues, such as Joey auditioning for roles or Rachel seeking jobs in the fashion industry. The six characters each have many dates and serious relationships, such as Monica and Richard Burke, and Ross with Emily Walton. Ross and Rachel's intermittent relationship is the most often recurring storyline. During the 10 seasons of the show, they reportedly date and break up. The font is unbelievably small for some reason. Anyway. Ross briefly marries Emily. Ross and Rachel have a child together after a one-night stand. Chandler and Monica date and marry each other, and Phoebe marries Mike Hannigan. Other frequently recurring characters include Ross and Monica's parents, Jack Geller from Long Island, Ross's ex-wife Carol and their son Ben, Central Perk barista Gunther, Chandler's ex-girlfriend Janice, and Phoebe's twin sister Ursula. Casting characters. Jennifer Aniston as Rachel Green, a fashion enthusiast and Monica Geller's best friend from childhood. Rachel first moves in with Monica in season one after nearly marrying Barry Farber. Rachel and Ross Geller are later involved in an on-again and off-again relationship throughout the series. Rachel dates other men during the series, such as an Italian neighbor, Paolo, in season one, Joshua Bergen, a client from Bloomingdale's in season four, Tag Jones, her assistant, in season seven, and Joey in season 10. Rachel's first job is as a waitress at the coffee house Central Perk, but she later becomes an assistant buyer at Bloomingdale's in season 3 and a buyer at Ralph Lauren in season 5. Rachel and Ross have a daughter named Emma in The One Where Rachel Has a Baby Part 2 at the end of season 8. In the final episode of the series, Ross and Rachel confess their love for each other, and Rachel gives up a job in Paris to be with him. Courtney Cox as Monica. The mother hen of the group and a chef, known for her perfectionist, bossy, competitive, and obsessive-compulsive nature. Monica was overweight as a child. She works as a chef in various restaurants throughout the show. Monica's first serious relationship is with longtime family friend Richard Burke, who was 21 years her senior. The couple maintains a strong relationship for some time until Richard expresses that he does not want to have children. Monica and Chandler later start a relationship after spending a night with each other in London in the season 4 finale, leading to their marriage in season 7 and adoption of twins at the end of the series. Lisa Kudrow as Phoebe. A masseuse and self-taught musician. As a child, Phoebe lived in upstate New York with her mother until she committed suicide and Phoebe took to the streets. She writes and sings her own quirky songs, accompanying herself on the guitar. She has an identical twin named Ursula, who shares Phoebe's quirkiness. Phoebe has three serious relationships over the show's run. David, a scientist in season one, who she breaks up with when he moves to Minsk on a research grant. Gary, a police officer, whose badge she finds in season five. And an on-and-off relationship with Mike Hannigan in seasons 9 and 10. In season 9, Phoebe and Mike break up due to his desire not to marry. David returns from Misk, leading to the two getting back together, but she eventually rejects him for Mike when both of them propose to her. Phoebe and Mike marry in season 10. Matt LeBlanc as Joey. A struggling actor and food lover who becomes famous for his role on soap opera Days of Our Lives as Dr. Drake Ramirez. Joey has many short-term girlfriends. Despite his womanizing, Joey is innocent, caring, and well-intentioned. Joey often uses the catchphrase pickup line, "How you doing?" in his attempt to win over most of the women he meets. Joey rooms with his best friend Chandler for years, and later with Rachel. He falls in love with Rachel in season 8, but Rachel politely tells Joey that she does not share his feelings. They eventually date briefly in season 10, but after realizing it will not work due to their friendship and Rachel's complicated relationship with Ross, they return to being friends. Matthew Perry as Chandler. In executive and statistical analysis and data reconfiguration for a large multinational corporation, Chandler hates his job, although it pays well. He attempts to quit during season 1, but is lured back with a new office and a pay raise. He eventually quits his job in season 9 due to a transfer to Tulsa. He becomes a junior copywriter at an advertising agency later that season. Chandler has a peculiar family history, being the son of an erotic novelist mother and a gay cross-dressing Las Vegas star father. Chandler is known for a sarcastic sense of humor and bad luck in relationships. Chandler marries Monica in season 7, and they adopt twins at the end of the series. Before his relationship with Monica, Chandler dated Janice Hosenstein in season 1 and subsequently broke up with her many times. David Schwimmer as Ross. Monica's older brother, a paleontologist working at the Museum of Natural History and later a tenured professor of paleontology at the New York University. Ross is involved in an on-again, off-again relationship with Rachel throughout the series. He has three failed marriages during the series. Carol Willick, a lesbian who is also the mother of his son. Ben Geller. Oh, his son is Ben. Emily, who divorces him after he accidentally says Rachel's name instead of hers during their wedding vows, and Rachel as the two drunkenly marry in Las Vegas. His divorces become a running joke within the series. Following a one-night stand, he and Rachel have a daughter, Emma, by the end of season 8. They finally confess that they're still in love with each other in the series finale. In the original contracts for the first season, cast members were paid $22,500 per episode. The cast members received different salaries. The cast members received different salaries in the second season, beginning from the $20,000 range to $40,000 per episode. Before their salary negotiations for the third season, the cast decided to enter collective negotiations despite Warner Bros' preference for individual deals. The actors were given the salary of the least paid cast member, meaning Aniston and Schwimmer had their salaries reduced. The stars were paid $75,000 per episode in season 3, $85,000 in season 4, $100,000 in season 5, $125,000 in season 6, $750,000 in seasons 7 and 8, and $1 million in seasons 9 and 10, making Aniston, Cox, and Kudrow the highest paid TV actresses of all time. The cast also received syndication royalties beginning in 2000 after renegotiations. At the time, that financial benefit of a piece of the show's lucrative back-end profits had only been given out to stars who had ownership rights in a show, like Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Cosby. Series creator David Crane wanted all six actors to be equally prominent, and the series was lauded as being the first true ensemble show. The cast members made efforts to keep the ensemble format and not allow one member to dominate. They entered themselves in the same acting categories for awards, opted for collective salary negotiations, and asked to appear together on magazine cover photos in the first season. The cast members also became best friends off-screen, so much so that recurring guest star Tom Selleck reported that he somehow felt left out. The cast remained good friends after the series run, most notably Cox and Aniston, with Aniston being godmother to Cox and David Arquette's daughter Coco. In the official farewell commemorative book, Friends Till the End, each separately acknowledged in interviews that the cast had become their family. Next up, we have episodes and when they aired. So season 1 had 24 episodes, first aired September 22nd, 1994, and ended in May 18th, 1995. Season 2 also had 24 episodes, September 21st, 1995, May 16th, 1996. Season 3, 25 episodes, September 19th, 1996 until May 15th, 1997. Season 4, 24 episodes, September 25th, 1997 until May 7th, 1998. Fifth season, 24 episodes, September 24th, 1998 through May 20th, 1999. Season 6 had 25 episodes, September 23rd, 1999 through May 18th, 2000. Season 7 had 24 episodes, October 12th, 2000 through May 17th, 2001. Season 8 had 24 episodes as well, and ran through September 27th, 2001 until May 16th, 2002. Season 9 had 24 episodes, and it ran September 26, 2002 through May 15th, 2003. And then season 10, 18 episodes, September 25th, 2003, until May 6, 2004. And now we sort of get a breakdown of each season. So season 1. The first season introduces the six main characters, Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and Ross. Rachel arrives at Central Perk after running away from her weddings to her fiancé Barry and moves into an apartment with her friend Monica from high school. Ross, who has had a crush on Rachel since the two of them were in high school, constantly attempts to tell her how he feels about her. However, many obstacles stand in his way, such as the fact that he is expecting a baby with his lesbian ex-wife Carol. Joey is shown to be a bachelor and struggling actor, while Phoebe works as a masseuse and portrays a slightly crazy attribute to her personality based on her troubles as a child and her mother who committed suicide. However, the rest of the group loves her regardless. Chandler breaks up with his girlfriend Janice, who frequently returns in later seasons. Carol delivers a baby boy who is named Ben At the end of the season, Chandler accidentally reveals that Ross loves Rachel, who realizes that she feels the same way. The season ends with Rachel waiting at the airport for Ross's arrival from a trip. Season 2. The second season begins with Rachel waiting at the gate for Ross to declare her love to him. However, she discovers that he is dating Julie, someone he knew from graduate school. Rachel attempts to tell Ross Rachel's attempts to tell Ross she likes him mirror his failed attempts in the first season, although the characters eventually begin a relationship. Joey gets cast in a fictional version of the soap opera Days of Our Lives, but his character is killed off after conflicts with the show's writers, rooting from him claiming that he writes many of his own lines. That was the root of the conflict, okay. Chandler gets back with Janice, his ex-girlfriend from season 1. Monica begins dating Richard, Tom Selleck, a recently divorced family friend and 21 years her senior, but they eventually break up. Season 3. Season 3 takes on a significantly greater serialized format. Rachel begins working at Bloomingdale's, an upscale department store chain. Excuse me. And Ross becomes jealous of her colleagues, Mark. Of her colleague, Mark. Singular. Rachel decides to take a break from their relationship, and Ross, hurt and drunk, sleeps with Chloe, the hot girl from the Xerox place, causing Rachel to break up with him. In the meantime, Chandler has a hard time dealing with their breakup because it reminds him of his parents' divorce. After believing she has no family except her twin sister, Ursula, Phoebe becomes acquainted with her half-brother Frank Jr. and birth mother Phoebe, played by Terry Garr. Joey develops a relationship with his acting partner Kate, and Monica begins a relationship with millionaire Pete Becker, played by Jon Favreau, which ends because of the disagreements between the two. Season 4. In the fourth season premiere, Ross and Rachel briefly reconcile after Ross pretends to read a long letter that Rachel wrote for him, but continues to insist that the two were on a break, so they break up again. Joey dates Kathy, a girl that Chandler has a crush on. Kathy and Chandler later kiss, which causes drama between Chandler and Joey. Joey forgives Chandler only after he spends a day in a box as punishment. Phoebe becomes a surrogate mother for her brother and his wife Alice. Monica and Rachel are forced to switch apartments with Joey and Chandler after losing a bet during a quiz game, but manage to switch back by bribing them with next season tickets and a one-minute kiss off-screen between Rachel and Monica. Ross begins dating an English woman named Emily, and the season finale features their wedding in London. Chandler and Monica sleep together, and Rachel decides to attend Ross and Emily's wedding. While saying his vows, Ross uses the wrong name at the altar, Rachel's, to the shock of the bride and the guests. Season 5. Season 5 starts with Ross and Emily's wedding in London. The season features Monica and Chandler trying to keep their new relationship secret from their friends. Phoebe gives birth to triplets in the show's 100th episode. She gives birth to a boy, Frank Jr. Jr., and two girls, Leslie and Chandler. Emily states that the only condition in which she would remain married to Ross is if he stops all communication with Rachel. Ross agrees. But during a last dinner with all six main characters together, Emily phones Ross, and upon discovering Rachel's there, realizes she does not trust him, which ends the marriage. Phoebe begins a relationship with a police officer, Gary, after finding his badge and using it as her own. Monica and Chandler go public with their relationship to the surprise and happiness of their friends. They decide to get married on a trip to Las Vegas, but change their plans after witnessing Ross and Rachel drunkenly stumble out of the wedding chapel. Season 6. In the sixth season premiere, Ross and Rachel's marriage is established to be a drunken mistake. Ross and Rachel try to get an annulment because he does not want to have three divorces. However, he realizes he cannot do so and tries to keep their wedding a secret from Rachel. Nonetheless, they divorce several episodes later. Monica and Rachel move in together, causing Rachel to move in with Phoebe. Joey lands a role on a cable television series called Mac and Cheese, where he stars alongside a robot. Ross gets a job lecturing at New York University and starts dating one of his students, Elizabeth. The relationship ends because of their maturity differences. Phoebe and Rachel's apartment catches fire, and Rachel moves in with Joey, while Phoebe moves in with Chandler and Monica. Chandler proposes to Monica, who says yes, even though her ex-boyfriend Richard confesses his love for her. Season 7. The seventh season mainly follows the various antics of Monica and Chandler, who begin to plan their wedding and run into financial problems, which are quickly fixed by Chandler's secret funds. Joey's television series Mac and Cheese is canceled, but he has offered his job back on Days of Our Lives. Meanwhile, Ross tries to introduce Ben to Hanukkah with the help of an armadillo costume. Phoebe's apartment is fixed, but is rebuilt with only one large bedroom instead of the original two, so Rachel decides to stay with Joey. The season ends just prior to Monica and Chandler's wedding, with Phoebe and Rachel finding a positive pregnancy test in the bathroom at Monica and Chandler's apartment. Season 8. In the eighth season, it is revealed at Monica and Chandler's wedding reception that the positive pregnancy test found in the bathroom at Monica and Chandler's apartment belongs to Rachel. Rachel takes another pregnancy test, which Phoebe at first claims is negative, in order to find Rachel's real emotions on the realization of being pregnant. Rachel projects feelings of sadness when she thinks she's not pregnant, so Phoebe tells her the truth. The two of them and Monica then rejoice in the bathroom. The season revolves around Rachel's pregnancy. Ross is revealed to be the father after an investigation involving a red sweater. Rachel and Ross decide to have the baby but do not resume their romantic relationship. Joey develops romantic feelings for Rachel, but she does not reciprocate them. Rachel gives birth to baby Emma in the season finale. At the hospital, Ross's mother offers him an engagement ring because she wants him to marry Rachel. Ross does not intend to ask Rachel to marry him, but he takes the ring anyway and puts it in his jacket pocket. Meanwhile, in the post-delivery room, Joey looks for some tissue for an upset Rachel, picks up Ross's jacket, and the ring falls to the floor. He kneels to pick it up and turns to Rachel, still on his knees and still holding the ring. Rachel accepts when she thinks it is the proposal of marriage. Season 9. Season 9 begins with Ross and Rachel living together as roommates with their daughter, Emma. Monica and Chandler try to conceive a baby of their own, but find that they are unable to due to health restrictions. Phoebe begins dating Mike Hannigan, played by Paul Rudd, and chooses to be with him over her ex-boyfriend, David, played by Hank Azaria. Rachel and Emma move in with Joey in the middle of the season, and Rachel develops infatuation towards him, while the rest of the friends try hard to get Ross and Rachel back together. The group travels to Barbados in the finale to hear Ross give a keynote speech at a paleontology conference, where they stay at a hotel. Joey and his girlfriend Charlie, played by Aisha Tyler, break up and she begins a relationship with Ross. Upon seeing Ross and Charlie kiss each other, Joey goes to Rachel's hotel room and the finale ends with them kissing. Season 10. Charlie breaks up with Ross to get back together with her ex-boyfriend. Joey and Rachel try to contend with Ross's feelings about them being together and decide it would be best to remain friends. Phoebe and Mike get married mid-season outside the Central Perk Coffee House. Monica and Chandler apply to adopt a child and are chosen by Erica, played by Anna Faris. In the season finale, Erica gives birth to twins, to the surprise of Monica and Chandler, a boy and a girl. Monica and Chandler prepare to move to the suburbs, and Joey becomes upset with the changes in his life. Rachel gets fired from her job and accepts a new offer in Paris. Ross tries to get her job back by secretly meeting her boss, but eventually gives up after realizing that the Paris job is her dream job. Rachel says a tearful goodbye to everyone but Ross. A hurt and angry Ross confronts Rachel, and they end up sleeping together. Rachel leaves, and Ross realizes he loves her, chases her after her to the airport. Rachel realizes she loves him too, and cancels her flight to Paris, agreeing to stay with him. The series ends with all friends plus Monica and Chandler's new babies leaving the apartment, heading to Central Perk for a final cup of coffee. The finale dialogue used in the series is by Chandler making a joke for the last time. The camera's last view is of all the characters' keys to Monica and Chandler's apartment on the counter table, finishing with a shot of the apartment's purple door. series finale. The cast became very emotional while filming the final episode. Jennifer Aniston explained, "We're like very delicate china right now, and we're speeding toward a brick wall." The series creators completed the first draft of the hour-long finale in January 2004, 4 months before its original airing. Crane, Kaufman, and Bright watched the finales of other sitcoms to prepare the episode's outline, paying attention to what worked and what did not. They liked what the ones that stayed true to the series, citing the finale of The Mary Tyler Moore Show as the gold standard. Crane, Kaufman, and Bright had difficulty writing the finale. They did not want to do something high concept or take the show out of the show. The most critical parts of the finale were shot without an audience and with a minimum number of crew members. The main cast enjoyed the finale and were confident that the fans would react similarly. A quote from David Schumer reads, "It's exactly what I'd hoped for. We all end up with a sense of a new beginning, and the audience had a sense that it is a new chapter in the lives of all these characters." NBC heavily promoted the series finale, which was preceded by weeks of media hype. Local NBC affiliates organized viewing parties around the U.S., including an event at Universal City Walk, featuring a special broadcast of the finale on an outdoor Astrovision screen. The finale was the subject of two episodes of Dateline NBC, a weekly television news magazine, one of which ran for 2 hours. In the U.S., 52.5 million viewers watched the finale on May 6, 2004, making it the most watched entertainment telecast since the Seinfeld finale in 1998. Although not the most watched episode of the series, the finale was the fourth most watched series finale in television series, only behind the finales of MASH, Cheers, and Seinfeld, which were respectively watched by 105, 80.4, and 76.2 million viewers. The retrospective episode was watched by fewer than 36 million viewers, and the finale was the second most watched television broadcast of the year in the United States, only behind the Super Bowl. And that's it. I mean, there's obviously quite a bit more. Unfortunately, I'm recording this in the morning right before I head off to work. So that means I have to pretty much take a pause here. Maybe I'll come back in the future and read the rest of it. I mean, obviously, Friends has so much history and so much information behind it that, you know, it's probably like a 45-minute to hour episode. If I read the whole thing. So, anywho, if you have any suggestions for future ASM articles, something you'd like me to read, it can be a band, a person, place, event, whatever, you can always email suggestions to hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can check out our website, sleepandrelaxasmr.com. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.